Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ron and Don Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Ron and Don Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Don Allen, Studio A. Studio B is Mr. Ronald A. Edwards. Mr. Edwards, how are you in this serious moment?
I can't complain, Don. It's good that we still have freedom of the press, the First Amendment. We can get information out because I'm telling you, there's so much stuff going on and so much stuff being pushed to the side and suppressed and et cetera. I'm not understanding. We've had so many shootings here in Minneapolis, so I know that we're going to open up and talk in terms of five officers in St. Paul who have been fired en masse by the chief of the department. But I got to tell you, Don, this violence over here. I mean, we're having at least two shot every night now here in Minneapolis, and then St. Paul. You can't even keep up with what's going on. But this Minneapolis, we're almost in a state of emergency. But what we've got here, I understand, starting off, Don, for this special broadcast coming from the studios of Mr. Allen. Is a story that has broke that five white St. Paul police officers had been fired en masse, first time in history. Mass firing, such as that. What do you think is happening? What do we got?
From what the newspaper says and what's going on here is that they did not intervene in some kind of scuffle. And I'm not too sure because the first reports that were out earlier, right after the police chief, Todd Eckstel, did the press conference, there was no guts to it. There was no information in the reports. And Mr. Edwards, I looked around. Every television station in town and every newspaper had something posted. None of them had the reason why or the details. Up until the Star Tribune updated their story at 7:47 p.m. tonight, that kind of alluded to a person by the name of Chow. And it was unusual, but I'm just saying that this is some corruption on a high political level that it seems like might have got exposed. Mr. Edwards, though, but they said the investigation was going for a year. Why would they have an investigation for a year in this particular situation?
It had to do with the cast of characters that were involved in this incident almost a year to the week, if you will. It involved a savage beating of an individual by a former St. Paul police officer. There was an event going on. This former officer, and I think it's already being reflected, as I understand it, from associates on the West Coast who are also intercepting this information. This former Asian officer was involved in a beating of the individual in question, and as an outgrowth of that, ultimately, charges filed with the St. Paul Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit, and the investigation commenced. But there was a piece of history which had been very embarrassing. It goes back to the former St. Paul police officer being involved in a gangland style attack on a Asian political leader in St. Paul almost 16 years ago. I think that you and others of our associates have indicated that the Star made some reference to it. But folks in the civil rights community and et cetera in St. Paul had known for an entire year that this investigation was going on, that there had been some fallout from some cover-up that had taken place as far back as 2002 2003, 2005, if you will. And so decisions had to be made. And this is the reason, Don, that there is tension now between the mayor and the chief of police and former members of the police oversight committee in the city of St. Paul, who have just in the last week and a half have submitted their resignations. It goes back to the former civil rights director, who a $250,000 settlement was made with a number of months ago. She was accusing the department and the city attorney and others of covering up this particular incident, if you will. Your specific question, the five officers who have been terminated, and of course, the union clearly will fight this. My prediction is that at least a couple of the officers will probably be exonerated to the extent that they'll be returned to work, but there will be at least maybe two or three of the five that will, quote-unquote, be sacrificed, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But that may not hold up. It's something. It was not reported a year ago in the manner that it should have been. We made brief mention of it on one of our programs a year ago, almost this month, if you will. But there was a lot of obstruction going on, a lot of suppressing. Now that takes us back to the turmoil that presently exists within the Civilian Review Authority in St. Paul, the Civil Rights Department's office, and those matters which have been in papers in both Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. So if this creates a shaky or rocky ride for the relationship between the mayor and the police chief, what would be the police chief's disposition if the mayor decided to look the other way? You know,
well,
said that, okay.
I have to tell you the relationship on this is not shaky. The mayor and the chief were on the same page. It's one of the reasons that the general counsel for the police union was quick to, and as I understand it, he is quoted in tomorrow morning's edition of the Minneapolis Star Tribune as indicating they intend to fight this and et cetera. And consequently, that leads me, as a longtime observer of these kinds of situations and how they're handled, to say that maybe two or three of the officers will be exonerated. Two or three will have to take a hit, if you will. But now the ugly scab, if you will, of a significant a series of events in the early 2000s is now kind of back in play. That it had to do with the possible death of an Asian leader, representative, blah blah blah, and so they being the St. Paul authorities had to kind of get things cleaned up. In other words, there was kind of a ugly mess in the room of justice, if you will. My understanding from sources that I consider to be reliable in the city of St. Paul and within St. Paul City Hall and other places are indicating that there was a point in time when city officials thought that this matter had been swept under the rug, particularly in light of the former St. Paul police officer who was fired, if you will, for misconduct and et cetera. I think that we forgot to mention that he was terminated after, I don't know what he was thinking about when he did this 15 years ago, what he was thinking about when he gave his service revolver to a hitman who went after a Asian leader there in the Asian St. Paul community and opened fire on his home and et cetera. And In fact, the FBI had to kind of be called in to kind of help out to get the story right. So all of this has reemerged, if you will, in the last number of hours, and is being talked about. I mean, I have to tell you that it is rare to see as many as five officers terminated for calls. And that's what has happened. But the chief and the mayor are basically, Mr. Allen, are on the same page.
Okay, that's good to hear. So when this report come out, let's talk about the fourth estate just for a quick second here. I mean, it seemed like they were racing Mr. Edwards to see who could get this information, which was no information in the first report, out just to have a headline.
Yeah.
And usually if a news agency is reporting, they have, you know, the opening, the headline, five officers get fired, but then in the story there should be some narrative about the reasons behind this. And I'm telling you, those first reports, Mr. Edwards, that I read were terrible. There's nothing in there other than what we already knew, no details at all. And so I was kind of –
well,
I was shocked. I'm just, go ahead.
Yes. No. Well, it goes back to what I said just minutes ago, that there had basically been let's call it a gentleman's agreement, that this thing had been, you know, wrapped up, if you will, even though there was an ongoing investigation allegedly taking place. But there were individuals on the civilian oversight groups in St. Paul, you know, some even appointed by Mayor Carter, if you will, that kept raising questions. And there was conversation just before the legislature convened, not recess, but before they convened back in January, about, you know, this pattern, if you will. Now, at that time, everybody was all pumped up about getting ready for the trial of Muhammad Nord, okay? And so there was this whole discussion that was going on in November and December of last year and then into January about, you know, clear and concise information with regards to what was going on. Now, one of the things I assume that the Star Tribune, as we speak, has reported is that in the report, and there are certain confidential parts of the report that I understand have been redacted for political reasons, going back 15 years, which kind of tells you something. It's kind of scary, if you will. But that the decision to make this thing go away began to run into problems with the former civil rights director, who received a $250,000 settlement from the city of St. Paul.
Wow.
About a year ago.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. Well, it's not anything like we give away over here, $20 million. I mean, we give $20 million away.
Yeah, $20 million.
Keep
gone.
A lid on things,
yeah,
over
exactly.
Here. Yeah. But
yeah, our telephone number is 347-426-3904. Again, that number is 347-426-3904. Mr. Edwards, it looks like we might have a couple of callers.
Let's get them.
Then again,
we only have a half hour special program worldwide. Mm-hmm. Let's get them in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A caller, 4616, you're live on the air. What's your question or comment?
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just absolutely fascinated on what's going on over there in St. Paul with those five cops. I'll be tuning in to see what the next move is. But specifically, I'm calling now because I'm not understanding also the level of violence that is happening in the city of Minneapolis. And in particular, I'm calling because I'm hearing some very disturbing things with regards to someone that is possibly under the arrest of the Minneapolis Police Department under $150,000 bond. And this is for, it sounds like it's for possible violent activities. These are, I think, family members of people who are in the Civil Rights Department or in one of these groups for Black Lives Matter. This is what I'm hearing. And I wondered if anybody knew anything about that.
Are you asking, madam, that question to Ms. Allen or to me?
Either one of the two, if you have any information, because what I'm hearing about this is very disturbing, that this might be possibly a family member of the Black Lives Matter, of people that are in charge of Black Lives Matter, which is very disturbing.
Well, we have an obligation as journalists, members of the Fourth Estate, not to try to play games. Your information is correct. As we speak, a investigation has been completed. Now, the Minneapolis Star Tribune and others know about some of the subject matter that you asked us about. With regard to a couple of violent acts, the shooting of two African Americans in separate incidents about 6-7 months apart, one in front of Merlin's Pub store on Lindale and Broadway, and the other one further up on Lindale by the Dairy Queen up there and a club that is up there, a young man was shot and seriously wounded. In fact, he almost expired, if you will. If it had not been for the police, he probably would have. I'm a little tentative, if you will, because the Minneapolis Star Tribune, as I understood it from my sources, who are extremely reliable, is that when they were confronted about the fact that they knew and had the information on these shootings in Minneapolis, if you will, and the relationship between the shooter and civil rights activists, that a decision, political decision, was made by the Star Tribune to suppress the story. Now, it's interesting that your timing is very interesting, because the article should have come out a couple of days ago about the shooting in which two young African Americans, one very young, by the way, were shot and wounded. And again, a decision was made that it did not serve the purpose of the established order for that information to be made public. And this comes on the heels of numerous homicides in the last 12 to 13 days and just a multiplicity of shootings and woundings. So that's the way that I will have to answer your questions, madam. But you are not a base. You're not a crazy person, because that's the kind of game we kind of play here. People are off base, don't know what they're talking about. I would suggest to anybody that would question you asking us that question to check the jail roster at the Hennepin County Jail. That's the way I'd have to put it to you.
Okay.
That jail roster is self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, because, yeah, I did hear that they were under $150,000, but I didn't know what name to look under, so I wasn't sure. I just wanted confirmation.
I'm going to, and on behalf of my colleague, going to practice what the Star Tribune does, you know, until the actual charges have been filed, and, you know, you won't talk about it, particularly given how politically sensitive these shootings are at this particular moment. So if somebody calls and demands that we talk in terms of information that we have as members of the Fourth Estate, then Mr. Allen and I will have to make a decision if we feel that we can reveal it. But what I'm doing on behalf of myself and Mr. Allen is that if you go to the booking roster of the Hennepin County Jail, it'll come to you.
Okay.
But it's not like, and I repeat again, And I know we just have X amount of time left. I repeat again, it is not like that these were events, these two shootings and other kind of activities were unknown. But I was kind of taken back when individuals who maybe two of the victims were loved ones were told by the Star Tribune that they would not print the story of the shooting of the two young African Americans about five months apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know. I'll just have to try to see if I can find out any more information, but this is what they're saying, and I'm really just a little disturbed about the whole issue. If this is true, that, you know, one of the family members, maybe possibly, of one of these people that are leaders.
We at this point, following the policy of the Donna Ron program, at this particular hour, we will not confirm or deny that there are individuals who are significant political players in the civil rights community and et cetera. We'll just have to leave it there because of the decision to suppress the criminal acts.
We'll just have to wait and see if maybe someone will print something.
I don't think we'll be the start.
Exactly.
But thank you, madam. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Allen, you said, all right, thank you. Mr. Allen, you said we had another call. Is that call still holding? Or maybe?
Oh, no, that call just wants to get in the queue. That's a friend of the
I
show.
See.
If
okay.
he wants to get on the air, he'd call back pretty quickly. But, yeah, that young lady brought up some interesting had me looking on the Hennepin County Sheriff's roster, but I'll come back to the show page. But anyway, there was just some violent
right.
things going on in the community, and I mean, Hennepin County, the city of Minneapolis, God knows who else is having these people. They're paying people in our community to be downtown, walking around in Minneapolis, going in North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, and I don't understand what that's about or if that's working because, I mean, I the same thing happened. We could have another bloody summer like last year.
Well, we already have,
before.
Mr. Allen. We already
yeah.
have. We're right up there with the early 1980s. I have been surprised, again, at the silence by city officials and others. You know, for our international and domestic listening audience, we had a gentleman, last name was Clark, if you will, 35, 36 years of age, trying to stop a fight. He was shot and killed really right in front of the First Precinct Police Station in downtown Minneapolis. And everybody's been real silent. Everybody saw me. When you get to the place where people are being shot and killed in front of the police station, we've got a problem. Like I said, we've had a number of shootings. In fact, something that normally the system would talk about, we've had two Caucasians gunned down by quote-unquote black gunmen in the last week and a half, including just 2 days ago, right there off of 19th or 20th and Central in Northeast Minneapolis. And folks, the white folks over in Northeast are pretty upset right now.
Oh, yeah, I read about that in the paper, and I saw that guy's picture, and there's a lot of questions to be answered there. I don't know if we'll ever get it, but a lot of questions in that particular shooting and the motive behind it.
Yes, yes, absolutely correct. And then, like I said, we had a couple more last night. We probably had 14 shootings, probably five deaths, and like you said, numerous woundings and a cetera. Just, and, you know, we did a piece, Mr. Allen, a couple weeks ago where we talked in terms that in a one-week period, 8 African-American women had been shot and wounded in our beloved city. And we didn't get no challenges, best I know, you know. We no one challenged, no one said anything, no one expressed any concern, if you will. I mean, that was 8 African American women were shot. In fact, three or four of them were in pairs. I mean, we began to think that we had a serial shooter out there. But, we've been told, Mr. Allen and I have been told, concerns have been expressed that we need to just stop being toxic and, just provide information about Disneyland and Holly Duty.
Yeah. Sunshine, flowers, and bunny rabbits. That's what they want.
Yes. I haven't heard anything.
You're absolutely right. I've heard not a peep from the Minneapolis Urban League or anybody else about anything. And it seems like there's, I guess, some people internally in those agencies are too busy gearing up to run for office or something, because we're not getting that civil rights leadership out front, the camera. I mean, there was a good time, Mr. Edwards, for a long time there, about 2 years, 3 years ago, when it was guaranteed to see these guys in front of a camera talking about something on a regular basis, if it was to benefit them. We don't see any of it. We don't even have an opportunity.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Let me just say this to our regular listening audience for Saturday. We are obligated to update our worldwide listening audience on, people have been quiet about that, the gun battle and the shooting that took place in and around Estes' funeral home a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And that was a shattering experience for the loved ones of the deceased, a man who died of natural causes. But the gun battle was fierce, if you will. People were hugging the floor, et cetera. And so we will try to update on what has happened with that, because there were a lot of people at the chapel of Estes and Silver Hall. And they're asking questions and asking for answers, and it appears that no one wants to give it to them. Yeah. But yet people know what this was about. So anyways, Mr. Allen, I think Saturday morning is a worldwide program. We're going to have to kind of update folks on that particular big shootout. This is a return to the days of murder apples where they, shoot up a funeral home, shoot up everybody in close proximity. And everybody just kind of looks at you and says, hey, we don't want to talk about that. So
we appreciate
the opportunity. Yes. We appreciate the opportunity of Blog Radio to allow us this special broadcast, if you will. Looks like we've got some troubling events that have already taken place and are taking place. That the community has a right to know what the hell is happening. But, can we wrap it?
We have about 1 minute left. Thanks for listening to the special report. We'll be on Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. to this Saturday. And the call-in number is the same, 347-426-3904. Write that down. You can listen to us in under 30 seconds. You can listen to us on your phone by dialing the phone number or tune in with the URL. The address of our show page. Thanks for listening. Good night, Mr. Edwards.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sir. I was gonna jog.